Good evening. Hello, 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 everybody. This is, you'll never guess, no you won't, this is Bill Bauman, and on the other line that I'll ask to say hi to us in just a minute is Donna Bauman. She's my girlfriend, in case there's some of you don't know that. She's really cute, and I've been thinking about asking her to marry me, but I don't know, I have this commitment issue, but that's another story. You're probably not interested in that story, so we'll forget that one for the moment. Oh. Anyway, hi, welcome. Oh my gosh, welcome. This is November. This is 2016, and it has occurred to me, oh my gosh, this is our last, I would call it teleconference, let me call it teleparty. This is our last telegathering. This is the last time we, all of you who've gathered here, and even if you're new here for the first time, this is the last time we get to hang out in this venue, in this style, in this manner of communication. And after this, it's all done in spirit, in the heart, in the soul, in the energy field, in the light field. It's all done in the quantum core of our beings. We are so one everywhere, but we're going to be missing these little words, unless, of course, you tune into recordings from this or the past times. Anyway, I'm just here because on this special, 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 special event, moment, time, I want to embrace you in this special venue one last time. I want to love you, and big time, big time, big time, I want to bless you. So, wow, here we are. I have a few thanks. Mainly, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for through my life and through these last years and through these last months and through these last moments, for the joy of spending time with you, for the joy of honoring you, for the joy of celebrating you, being your friend, serving you, just the joy of whatever is the absolutely unique bond that we have, and in that bond, the way we celebrate life together. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for incarnating. I thank you for taking on a human form. I thank you for risking being a person. I thank you for loving all of us, blessing me. I thank you for daring to walk the daunting path of human survival. Let's be, you know, radical about it. Human adventure, creativity, relationships, opportunities, challenges. Thank you. And let me do one more thing. Thank you for finding me in your life, and thank you for finding Donna and me. Because, as you know, we come in a pair, in a package. And for many of you, thank you for finding each other, because together we've plugged into our divine socket of source, of truth, of love. And together we've lived our lives from that source. To me, this is major, major, major celebration time. And I can't think of a better group of amazing, weird, strange, funny people to have a party with than you. So please join Donna's heart, my heart, the heart of everybody else here. We are all here. However many of us there are, and there are a gob. That's my technical language, a gob. No, it's a gaggle of geese. It's a gob of us, honest. So just to join us, feel loved, feel held, feel embraced, feel celebrated, feel seen, feel heard, feel just bonded with, joined with. And I have a special invitation for us tonight. And I want to invite each and every one of us to a really, 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 and have I said really, big blessing. Blessing, a blessing that will open each and every one of us to a quality of ourselves, a facet of ourselves that's maybe much more powerful than we've known in our whole lives thus far, a facet of us of our yet to be awakened self that may be sitting perched in us somewhere, specifically for the sake of coming to life tonight, or planting itself as a bigger seed tonight, or just kind of waving at us in a way that's much clearer than before. And before we jump into that, I have just a few other itsy bitsy adorable amazing thank yous. One is to Mona and Deborah for their utter devotion and their contribution to these telegatherings for all these years. And I want to thank the one and only Donna, who's on the other end of this line, for her, what do I want to call it, her love-filled devotion, selection of inspiring photos, uploading those onto her computer, and guiding us through these talks with those super inspiring photos for those of you who happen to be on the web. So, Donna, thank you, and would you be willing to say a big hello to us?
I would, yes. In fact, I look forward to it. So I do want to say hello to everyone.
There we go. Hi, I'm back. Now, let me try it again. Interactive. Can everybody hear me? Say yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a yes. Hey, I'm so sorry about that. Okay, yes. Donna is going to start talking again because apparently as soon as she started talking, the sound went off. And she's got, like gorgeous something to say. So, Donna, whenever you are ready.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
And to everyone, Mona called and said somehow we got switched to music, so we're back, I think. So I was just going to say two things. one of them is I was saying, as we got cut off, that it's such a beautiful time of transition for all of us. And as we do that, that we realize that we have such a strong core in which we are connected, and that just by showing up to the present moment in that total peacefulness as we are connected to the strength of our core, that thought has been very important to me as we live through this week. Secondly, I said, as we were cut off, one of my very favorite books is Exupéry's book, The Little Prince. And And if you haven't read it, I'd love you to recommend it. But in this child's wonderful story, the little prince has a flower, and the flower is growing, and he waters it on the edge of this planet every day. And one sentence that I learned in high school that I have never forgotten is, we are responsible forever for that which we have tamed, which means which that which we have loved. And I wanted to say that we carry all of you as that precious flower that we have loved and we will always love, and we'll carry you with us. Thank you.
Whoa, Donna, thank you. That was just such a beautiful sharing and, frankly, a beautiful blessing. That just penetrated right into my heart. And, I'm like, deeply touched. And before I jump in, and as I jump in, I want to, for one last time, invite all of us in just a minute to say hello. And every time we do this, I invite us to say hello. I take everybody off mute, and we do that. And I always invite those, not just on the phone, but those on the web, and those who tune in later to do that hello, but to do it as an embrace, as a real welcome hug, as a genuine heart to heart, soul to soul, everything that we are to everything that we are, kind of like they say in the movie Avatar, like I see you, like a way of being totally, totally present with each other. And especially tonight, today, I really want to invite us with that experience of each other, so that each and every one of us, as we say hello or whatever we say, just in the several seconds that we have together, that it's beyond the words, it's between the lines, it's that way of just totally acknowledging and honoring and, frankly, blessing each other. And so here we go. Bingo. Hello, everybody. Thank you for the 10 million people who are here. Thank you for that. My gosh, my heart got melted with Donna, and it got, dissolved with that. So I have no heart left. I'm so sorry. Wow, thank you. An interesting thing happened on the way to the forum. No, that last part isn't true. About 6 months ago or so, I'm sure I was on my way to the forum, this quote came across my little desk somehow. I don't even remember how it happened. But it's a quote that just grabbed me, and something deep in me said, save that quote for the last teleconference. So I did. I wrote it down, put it on a little piece of paper, and pasted it right in my schedule book, right on today's space, right on top of where it says teleconference. And it's a quote by Lao Tzu, and you know good old Lao Tzu, one of your best buddies, the author of the reported author of the Tao Te Ching. And the quote goes like this: if you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own transformation. And again, that's by Lao Tzu, who lived many thousands of years ago. But he was an amazingly wise, living above the forest sage. And he saw things through the eyes of light, through the eyes of oneness, through the eyes of the divine, and so much of what's in the Tao, as we know, is that perspective given to us. And so I want to read the first sentence again. If you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. So I've entitled our time together this: to awaken humanity, awaken yourself. So we're here in the spirit of, in the embrace of, just one of the biggest possible blessings that could be, this sort of icing on the cake, cherry on the sundae, time together that's just got blessing and blessings that have been waiting for us and blessings that are here in between the lines and as well as through the words. But it's all about awakening. And so bear with me as I talk, but also bear with the words, because the words connote something, not just a message, but a blessing and an opening. But through the words, between the words, from the heart to the heart, from the soul to the soul, there's something else here, something about this awakening theme that is here to grab every one of us. So here's what I want to say. We all of us, you and I, we all come to Earth, to this realm of duality, individuality, separation, and maybe we could call it smallness. We come to this Earth in order to forget. For example, to forget who we really are, to forget our true nature, to forget where we came from. And then, in order to remember, to wake back up to our innate bigness, to come back alive into our divine nature, to re-own our true power, to embrace our beauty, our perfection, to wake up to our amazing capacity to gift this world with the self, the who we are that we just woke up to. So isn't that funny? I mean, it's funny to me. We come to the Earth to forget and then to remember. And I've been a fan of fairy tales for a long time, and I think our fairy tales, you know, those sort of manuals of what Earth is like, what humanness is like, that we learn as little infants and toddlers and itsy-bitsy little characters whose developing brains just start to give us hints about what life here on this planet is like. And so one of those is Sleeping Beauty. We all know Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty, she's awakened from her forgetful slumber to remember her capacity to love, to bring her heart back alive. Or shifting fairy tales, Dorothy of Oz. Dorothy wakes up to the truth of her ruby red slippers that she had on her feet right from her first moments in Oz, and she totally forgot about. And waking up to the truth of those ruby red slippers, she woke up to her power to create her destiny, her power. And in that same one, the cowardly lion awoke to his power. The brainless scarecrow awoke to his clear intelligence. The heartless tin man woke up to his love and the transforming quality of his love. So we all forget. We all go into a slumber. And then, bit by bit, or for some all at once, we wake up, we remember, and we come out of the spell of forgetfulness, and we're released from the trance of a self-imposed ignorance. We awaken anew to our very own truth that we forgot, or we kind of knew, but then sometimes, boom, it's right there. In other words, remembering is our destiny. It's our destiny. It's built into our DNA. It's lodged in our subconscious memory. It's literally riveted into our soul's deepest knowing. So, to say it anew, we are all about forgetting and waking up. And if I may repeat the quote, if you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. And we've all been around people who feel like they've got a real message to give, but somehow that message is only half alive in them. And somehow we don't let ourselves hear it. We don't let ourselves take it in because we say, something's ajar. Something's amiss here. But when someone has fully realized her or his true self, his deepest truth, that deep power that they're here to share, that love that is now fully embodied, somehow we say to ourselves, even if subconsciously, ah, this is real. This love is real. This power is real. This truth is real. And because it's fully embodied in that person, I take it on. And I want to say, too, because like you, and I'll say more about this later, I too, have been called to this human family, to serve this human family, not just in its individuals, like a lot of us, but to serve the whole family as a whole, as a group, as a family. And I found, as I hang out in the collective unconscious of humanity, they're not interested in me if I'm only half awake. If I've forgotten who I am, I'm not much good to them. So I want to ask each of us, or ask each of us to ask ourselves, in my life, what did I forget? Maybe very early on in my life, what did I forget? What was that? And then maybe ask yourself, and when did I start to wake up to that? When did I start to remember what that was? And maybe even, how did that happen? How did I actually wake up to that? What were the circumstances that brought that about? Sometimes I did something to open up a door. Other times, maybe all creation itself just slammed the door open for me. And so, what was that? And then, let me ask you to ask yourself another question. What have I forgotten that maybe is still forgotten, still hiding somewhere in me? And maybe ask yourself, could that hidden, forgotten something, forgotten truth, forgotten gift, forgotten power, forgotten something, could that be waiting right now, waiting to say hi to me, waiting to get my attention, waiting to wake up? Maybe if I would plant my own kiss on the innermost being of me, that the sleeping beauty within me would wake up. So let's continue on, and let's maybe see. We'll just see what that is. So I want to get personal just a little bit. I've had, as most of you know, I've had this pretty amazing life, and frankly, one of the greatest, greatest blessings of my life is that somehow, very soulfully, you got drawn into it. Somehow, something in me soulfully drew to me. I'm going to say it this way. Many of this planet's very special, and I say this is not really as a joke, very unusual persons, very outside-the-box persons, persons who are just not here to be ordinary. So I noticed, for example, in the years Donna and I spent in the Washington, D.C. area, so many of our government or government-related devoted servants found me. They came to me, lots of them, to help them wake up, to help them awaken to their sense of calling. They all had some sense of mission, of destiny, that for years before just kind of stirred within them. And our job together was, wow, to help them wake up to that so that they could do what they felt was built into that destiny, and that is to make a difference in the world. And just as another example, spiritually, so many of them being you have found me just in their own calling, their own effort to awaken to their infinite nature, their spiritual nature, their divine nature. And so together we play together, love together, explore together, and just we plant a special kiss on the sleeping divine nature of your own being. And all of a sudden, just like Sleeping Beauty, that divine nature, that spiritual truth, that infinite light, that amazing grace-filled self just kind of starts to stir and to awaken and to come to life. And then just one more example. So many, again, many of you, many of us, many who've already reclaimed, already woken up to. So much of who you are, you found me. Some of you just in recent times, in your own very genuine effort to wake up even more. And in truth, one of the great things about planet Earth is It's a place where we forget so much that we can just keep waking up and waking up and waking up forever and ever and ever. And it just, we keep waking up to the magnificence of all of life, all of creation, but all of that as us. And so this individual self that each of us dared to become, that we incarnated ourselves into the form of, everything's in here, and we've forgotten what it is. And the beauty of waking up to that as you, wow, that it, like it doesn't get much better. And maybe we even come here, instead of floating around the vast light field of life, of creation, of infinity, of the universe, in its just collective unity-based beauty, we want to do that all compacted into a self. We want to take everything that's everywhere and make it totally present in here. And so we've come on this treasure hunt to explore this self, to explore it in our bodies, to explore it in our hearts, to explore it in our souls, to explore it in our energy field, to explore it in our consciousness, to explore it in the space in which we live. And wow, it's just amazing. So, here we are. Here we are, all of us together, today, now. We've come together to wake up, to plumb the depths of ourselves in search of the even greater secrets, or maybe forgettings, the secrets of who we are. We've come together right now to plant our own magic kiss on the sleeping beauty of our own truth. Or maybe to wake up into a whole new reality. You know, like they do in Harry Potter. They go to the train station and walk through this pillar, and all of a sudden, there's a whole new world, if you will. Or just like the Chronicles of Narnia, we walk into this closet and we kind of wake up into a different dimension. That's a whole new reality, a whole new self, a whole bigger dimension of self, a whole lot more spaciousness of aliveness and creativity, just because something in us that was hidden stopped hiding. Just because some buried treasure kind of re-entered us, re-entered our space, our possession. And just because some stored power that was maybe stored way, way, way down there came back home and woke up in our core. And maybe because some deeply repressed light, that light that we are 99.9% of, just started shining brightly once again. And our precious, wondrous love just woke up from its long sleep to live happily ever after, beautifully in our hearts. Wow, here we are, all of us who went to sleep, all of us who forgot, all of us who entered what I feel like calling the human spell, all of us who fell into a personal and maybe collective whole. Here we are, face to face with Lao Tzu's ever-present, always meaningful quote: if you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own, and he said transformation, but I want to say your own awakening, your own kissing of yourself. So here we are, ready to awaken anew in ways beyond how we've awakened before, to some reality, some truth, some power, some source, some aliveness, some gift, some self, just to wake up some of all of that that may have just been waiting for this moment. And waiting for this moment, I feel like saying, maybe because it's our last time, maybe because through the years and the decades and for some just the last moments, maybe what's been building up and building up and building up as we've each digested this gift and that blessing and this this expression of grace and this that awakening, maybe what's been building up in the background on the back burner is some, I don't know, some mega dose of all of that, or some magic invisible hand that can reach deep down within into the depths of each of us and kind of wake up something else. Because in truth, we are all so much more than what we know ourselves to be, and that includes me as well. That includes every human being and every enlightened being, if you will. So much more, we are endless. And I'm inviting endless discovery, endless awakening, just in these moments. So here we are, gathered together, really together, joined in love, in our mutual, frankly, adoration of each other, just basking in the deepest truth of our nature. And we open ourselves to the hidden mystery right now. And so we'll just let it happen and kind of notice it happening. And if you don't notice anything, just kind of know it's happening. And at just the perfect moment, that little kiss will have its magic. So we're opening to the hidden mystery, to the magical wonder of our very own nature, to the depth, to the real depth of truth about who we are. We're diving down into the truth of us. Or we're opening ourselves to the amazing power, endless, dynamic, rich, phenomenal, quantum-propelled power that lies in our core. Or opening to the miracle-creating love that's just in here waiting to spring into action, or to jump into our hearts and to just explode in our hearts and show us through the eyes of our hearts something about ourselves that we've never been able to see because there wasn't quite enough love there to really see fully what that is. Or we're just here to wake up to the real, honest, to goodness, true nature of, truth of you, me, us. And not just our human truth, our human nature, but our nature as a grand being of light, as a powerful embodiment of everything divine, as a rich, a mystically rich creation of an all-powerful quantum force or source, as an all-experiencing, all-loving powerhouse of life itself. In other words, everything that is in us, and it's been maybe not asleep, but it's been waiting. It's been quietly, patiently there. And each of us is a power so rich, so expansive, so dynamic, so, and yet so quiet, and so being-based, that perhaps, just secretly, it's scared each one of us. We're scared of our own power, in other words, scared us from the beginning of our life. So let's face it. You and I aren't ordinary mortals. We're not regular, just survival-level, kind of dulled awareness level, unawake human beings. We didn't come here for that. We came here not just to survive, not just to live at, if I may say it, dulled levels of coping with life's challenges. I mean, sure, that's okay, but that's not our truth. Not for you, not for me. We came here, and if we look at each of us, look at our lives and what we've gone through, as a quest for freedom, as a leap into expansiveness, we came here, yes, to forget who we are. Then, yes, in steps to remember who we are. And then, yes, to be everything we are. And that's the space I feel like we're sitting in together right now. So, being everything we are, to me, and it's different for everybody, includes making a contribution to this earth, making a difference in this funny human zone we live in, being a blessing to this silly world we came to occupy. Sharing maybe that really special gift that you are, or maybe those special gifts that you have with just the special persons who just happen to have gathered around you. People in your family, people in your friendship circle, people in your work circle, whatever they by no accident are who happen to have found you. Here we are, owning our right to speak the voice of creation itself from our place of being fully in ourselves, maybe into the hearts and souls of our human family, and put all that together, in other words, being the very difference that we want to see in our world. Being the difference. That's an old Buddhist saying. It's a Hindu saying. Maybe it's the complement to Lao Tzu's way of saying it, to be the difference we want to see. And I've watched that, frankly, with myself in the past. I've watched it with so many of us. We want this world to be different. And if we look around the whole world, not just in America because of its recent elections and that whole electoral campaign, but in the Philippines and in Europe and in the Middle East and in everywhere around the planet, there's an amazing awakening happening. And yes, it's a messy awakening. And yes, it's not a smooth, easy transition from one step to another kind of awakening. But you know, I was sitting with that the other day, this is going to sound really cute to you, and looking at all of that that's in our world, this kind of awakening, and on the one hand we can say, oh, we're contracting, we're trying to become smaller. But on the other hand, I was sitting with that, and some deep, 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 deep voice of wisdom within me said, you know, Bill, this is all your fault. Now, don't get all, you know, cocky and sure of yourself here, because I'm about to share the blame here with you. This is all your fault. You've been all about helping people get free. You've been all about awakening people, especially at the primal core, at the root system of their being. And that's exactly what's happening in humanness. Sure, it may not look like a lot of people want it to look. Sure, it may be offensive to values or sense of safety, security, or whatever, but you're getting your way. You're getting the answer to not just your prayer, but the answer to what you came here for. So if I may share this blame, I want to say, if any of us is looking outside of ourselves, I want to say what we're looking at is awakening. We're looking at an outside version of exactly what we've gone through in our own internal awakening. And let's face it, every one of us could say, you know, our internal awakening has not exactly been a bed of roses. It's not been a smooth transition from one step to another. It has had its explosive, implosive, downright, seemingly cruelly painful moments. And so we're witnessing outside what that is. But because we've gone through that, and in that, because we've awakened to who we are, and in that awakened to our calling to be that for the world, then in these moments of watching what's outside, I would say to us, ah, know that this is the fruit of, and the expression of, and the sharing of your very, very own awakening, that you're looking out into a mirror, and instead of recoiling from it, instead of judging it, instead of being afraid of it, kind of own the fact that you came here to awaken yourself. Quote, if you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. And you are awakening all of yourself, and so that has to, by nature, by implication, by domino effect, awaken this entire planet of human beings. And that's what we're experiencing. And if we can join it in that spirit, in that knowing, in claiming the allness and the awakenedness of who we are, then we continue to contribute to that awakening on the planet from a position of power, from a position of truth, from a position of owning who we are and being the leader, even if it's not an external verbal behavioral leadership, even if it's just an internal soul-level leadership, even if it's just an internal heartful blessing and loving of those around us leadership, even if it's a totally invisible light field, quantum field, kind of being, non-being based, oneness kind of a blessing. It's a blessing, and we are here together to make that difference. And what's really meaningful to me is each of us is doing that individually. We're doing it together. And this, you know, most of you know, I've never been a big community kind of person. I've never felt called to really call together, gather together a community. It seems to happen wherever I go, but and it's happened here, but it's not been my calling. But the truth is, even though that's not been my calling, we have come together not for the mechanical, formal belonging aspects of community, but for the very power of where two or more are gathered, there am I in the midst. And that I is this amazing truth of who we are. So I want to remind us, we've magically found each other. At this point in human history, evolution, we've magically found each other to support each other in both our own awakening and in bearing our gifts out into this world. So for myself, as you know, just if I, you know, very self-absorbedly, just narcissistically get into my own story, I've had my own, sometimes slow, sometimes fast, awakening to the truth of who I am, to the gifts that I brought with me here, and that gradually, step by step, awoke, and to my calling and to my destiny. And this, what I've become aware of as this year, this 2016 year, has evolved, and as I've watched myself move through it in giving, frankly, larger and larger amounts of these gifts, doses of these gifts out, what I've noticed is that these gifts, how to say that, they aren't going away with me. They're here to be passed on. They're here to be given away. They're here to be shared, and maybe that's the best verb. And at this, let me call it, magical moment of my calling's completion, I have a very special privilege, and I'm given a very special privilege that I feel like rarely is given. Maybe regular people get it when they put together their, quote, last will and testament, where they take their physical assets, for example, and give it, whether to their descendants or whoever. And I'm about to give not physical assets, I assume, anyway, but to give these gifts, to give even my very nature, to give the deepest truth of me, to give any and all of those to you. And I've done that to some of you individually. I've done that to some of you in various groups. But this is a special gathering. Each and every one of us here tonight has come together to, whether we knew it or not, to bathe in the blessings of this hour, but also to receive. Maybe I'll call it this, to receive a special kiss into the inner sleeping beauty of our being in the form of something that just has claimed me, lived in me, expressed through me, but is not just specific to me, but that is here for all of us. And so as I kind of start to walk out the back door, as I start to fade into the sunset in terms of my physical presence to all of us, the giant spirit that holds these gifts stays. And in this moment, in these moments ahead, as well as through these moments that have just passed, takes this nature, this truth, this power, these gifts, this unique capacity of grace, this presence of light, this whatever is here, this power of the quantum beyond time and space creative source, this divinity that as an internal state of being and creativity just can come alive in each of us. Any and all of that is here for each of us. And so I have in this moment a very special privilege, and that's the privilege of passing on these gifts. And for some of you, the passing on the continuation of whatever this calling is that I've got, but your version of it totally to you. So I'd like to devote the rest of my words here this evening to that, to this passing of the baton of my of the truth of life that lives in me, to those spaces of truth within you where your truth that's maybe a little bit hidden, is waiting to spring forth. And just as my truth joins yours and instantly becomes your truth, but maybe more empowered, more grounded, more forceful, more unified or whatever, your truth just wakes up. Or I'm here to open whatever gift or gifts that live abundantly in me to the spaces of giftedness within you that have just been waiting either to be filled, for those spaces to be filled, or for your own gifts to just have that extra oomph, that extra booster shot, that extra, oh, look at the gift that was there in Bill. Ah, it's here. It's instantly become my gift, and it's ownable at this point. Or I'm here in this moment literally to give you from my own reservoir of infinite blessings or capacity to blessing, calling to bless, whatever you need, whatever it is. Call it a blessing and let it not even have a label. Whatever you need right now, just to wake up you, in order to awaken you to your own very amazing nature, to give your full self to the world as an awakened servant. So, as I take a drink, I would like to invite us, just in these next few, maybe several minutes, to sit in the middle of the amazingness of all creation and beyond, to swim in, float in this gigantic bathtub of love and light and grace that we're filled with in this moment. To look deep within ourselves in this amazing something or presence that we call self. And it's got your individualized name on that, which makes it yourself. And recognize that everything anywhere is here, but because it's got your name on it, it awakens in you in a very personalized way. So if it's truth, it's your truth. If it's love, it's your love. If it's power, it's your power. And on and on and on. Whatever the gift is, the blessing is, it's yours. Here to be claimed and owned and felt and experienced and lived as we just open to it, fall into it, like we talk about falling in love. And as we simply say yes, together, I saying yes with each one of us as our own chorus, if you will, of affirmation and receptivity and openness and digestibility of this awesome being that we are, who owns and event is the truth of everything, now personalized, now waking up. And in effect, that truth saying to each one of us in its own words, and according to the receptivity of our own heart, saying, I'm here. Your real self, the truth of you. And you know the old saying, be yourself, everybody else is taken. I'm here to say, I am your real self. Be me, because I'm ready to be you. And or, if it's your love, the love that created everything, the love that is not just a sweet emotional feeling for somebody else, but is the creative force and power of all life that lives in us with magical qualities, with dynamic capacities, with the ability to heal anything, change anything, move anything, just by the fact that this love, if fully awakened, is the force that when love is unleashed into the space around us, that space has no choice but to come alive, to be its full self. And so, it may be your truth, it may be your love, it may be a power beyond any power you have ever known. And I want to say, I want to say, that as you know, I've talked to a few people over the years, and every one of them, without exception, is much, much more powerful than any of them has ever realized themselves to be, and that, again, includes me. We are powerful beyond imagination. Our human mind has little capacity, almost no capacity to fathom, let alone to language, how immensely powerful we are. That power is hereby being kissed by the magic prince or princess that is you. And that is all creation. And that is power itself. Kissed by the very power that it is and awakened in us. Opening its eyes, looking around, saying, oh, it's my time, it's my cue. It's time to incarnate me into the you that you already are, so that you are fuller, you are more powerful, so that you are power. And then let's take that power out on the road, take it to prime time, put it out into the unified field of humanity, into the planet of this environmentally rich earth, into the space that we all share, and let power move us forward. And just to pick a last one, in addition to all the rest, your gifts. I talked a minute ago about my gifts right here, and I'm watching them just floating over into your space, taking nothing from me but gifts. You know, the gift that keeps on giving. Gifts are meant to be shared. It's like the one fruitcake that just keeps going all around the world from person to person to person. I couldn't resist. It's like every gift you have, every gift I have, is never meant to be hoarded. Can't be. And so in this very moment, whatever is the gift or whatever are the gifts that are in you, waiting to be awakened, kissed, embraced, lifted up, brought into view, claimed and owned, brought alive, becoming a part of your very core, a part of your very throat, a part of your very heart. They're here right now. They're waking up. They're you. And they're yours. And as that happens, I want to invite maybe about 2 minutes without any words, so that no words are a distraction from this beautiful, beautiful moment where, because all of us want to awaken all of humanity, we have opened ourselves to awaken all of ourselves. And we are open in this moment, awake in this moment, and just open to and embracing of, welcoming of, and now digesting these special gifts of this special blessing. And I, Bill, just so, so thank you. And I want to suggest for any of you who are deeply, deeply into this that once we do hang up, it might be a great idea if you just kind of stay in that space for a while. Just stay in that beautiful, deep embrace of and that beautiful bathtub of what's there. I really was hoping I would finish my talking here soon enough so that we could have some sharing. But I have a little more to say, and we're just down to our last couple of minutes, so it's probably, and I really mean with great apologies, not going to happen that we'll have time to share. But I honestly, genuinely, since this is my last opportunity to speak to us in this setting, on the heels of what I just want to call this sharing and blessing that has just happened and is happening and frankly will continue to happen, this is a special touching moment for me and for Donna, because Donna and I both feel like we're going through this together, we're retiring together, and we're opening up to a whole new life together. But it's very touching, and I'm filled, frankly, with unbelievable joy, appreciation of you, celebration of you, and a really renewed, in whatever way that's possible, renewed sense of the beauty of who you are. And I just want you to know that I will, as I leave this chapter of my life and shift gears, that even though I will be incognito and not able to be gotten in touch with, that I really carry, and I speak for Donna as well, you in my heart, you with me. And I will always, in your heart, be celebrating you, be appreciating you, and maybe even as a side effect of that, just be reminding you that you, as the saying goes, you are the best, that you are just so celebratable, so gorgeously beautiful, so sensationally exquisite, that you deserve your own adoration, and you deserve every gift, and you deserve that truth of you. You deserve that power and love of you. You deserve you. And I feel like you are this amazing, amazing gift to this world. I feel like this world would not be nearly what it is without you. And again, the joy for me is that I've been able to be a bit of a pivotal point in our coming together, to be one of those great points of light, to be one of those sort of conduits and vortexes of immense blessing into the whole human and earthly field. And I honor you for that gift that you have given, are giving, and will continue to give. My spirit will love you, bless you, support you forever, and I thank you so very, very, very much for the exquisite blessing that you have been on me and on Donna. And I just being out of words, just will stay in awe of you for the rest of my life. And so it's, by golly, time for us to say goodbye this one final time. And I'm going to ask all of us to say goodbye again. And as I always do, but maybe more this time, I want to invite all of us in that goodbye, again, whether you're on the phone, on the web, or come in later, to make it not just a goodbye, but a sort of a deep, you know, there's the till we see each other again kind of a thing. But, you know, even if we don't see each other physically, till we see each other in our hearts, and we see each other in our unity, in our bondedness, in our light. And that's a full-time deal always. So I thank you. I am going to click my magic button, invite us all to say goodbye, and intend in that goodbye just this huge, huge, huge blessing to each and every one of us. Thank you, everybody.
Love you.
Whoa. Thank you. Mwah. Goodbye. I love you forever.